President Vladimir Putin's United Russia Party clinched a landslide victory in Russia's parliamentary elections on Sunday. The Czech Foreign Ministry denounced the elections after the preliminary results, saying they failed to ensure a level playing field for all the country's political forces and that doubts remain about their validity. Meanwhile, the Czech Republic's left-wing parties have also questioned the Russian elections. Jan Richter reports.
With 98% of the votes counted in the elections to the Russian parliament's lower house, the Yedinaya Rossiya party of President Vladimir Putin is set for a major victory with more than 64% of the votes. The electoral campaign, as well as the election procedure, the Czech Foreign Ministry says, has raised doubts over the validity and the democratic nature of the election. Martin Povejšil is the political director at the Foreign Ministry.
We are convinced that the elections did not meet international standards of free and fair electoral process. Russia did not permit any independent monitoring of the electoral process by the OSCE. Secondly, prior to the elections, Russian administration used, in our opinion, inadequate measures against the political opposition forces in Russia. And thirdly, the political opponents did not have free access to media. All this brings us to the conclusion that the electoral circumstances of the Russian parliamentary elections will cast doubt on the future composition of the Russian parliament.
Josef Skála is a foreign issues advisor to the Czech Communist Party. While he sees Mr. Putin's success in the elections as a logical consequence of his economic policies, he also admits that flaws of the democratic character of the Russian elections were obvious.
It's difficult to distinguish among the real story and the comments of certain media and political forces abroad and also inside Russia, which may have specific purposes and specific motivations. The very fact that some of the rules of free and fair elections were not followed to the extent which is needed, I think is very apparent. But to which extent certain methods were really used, which are violating elementary norms of free and fair elections, is really hard to judge upon from Prague.
Opposition Social Democrat MP Jan Hamáček is the head of the Chambers of Deputies International Committee.
I think that it is unfortunate that international observers couldn't take part in the election procedure. I think that would remove certain doubts that could arise. I think that Russia should have taken that into account.
Given the recent controversy over a possible positioning of a part of a US-operated missile defense shield in the Czech Republic, what effect will Mr. Putin's victory have on Czech-Russian relations, in Jan Hamáček's opinion?
My impression from my last visit to Moscow was that the Czech-Russian relations are good, and especially in the economic area, are developing very well, and that these elections shouldn't influence anything in terms of bilateral relations between the Czech Republic and Russia.
Opposition Social Democrat MP Jan Hamáček, ending that report by Jan Richter.